Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is your Weather Week with meteorologist Kelly Bayern and Joseph Dames.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week. It is Monday, February 15th, and we are on the coattails of a winter storm. It is working out the door, and it's kind of nice to see it leave. I'm kind of done with all the snowfall. I will say so myself. I'm Coin 6 meteorologist Kelly Bayern, and we've got meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning to everybody. Geez, I mean, talk about a busy 4 days. I mean, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So yeah, about 4 days.
Yeah, good amount of snow around the region. I think a lot of that I would call quality snow that didn't involve so much ice really took aim towards Southwest Washington. So
yes, no
areas
doubt.
Even north of Portland, from Vancouver further north, they saw just glorious snow and amounts around a foot or more. But we did see a nice dousing of snow here around the city. Also, tons of freezing rain and ice. That was a big issue as well. And we're still seeing some impacts from that storm. Roadways are still icy this morning. There's a lot of ice on trees that is starting to thaw and fall. And some of those trees even toppling over.
You don't forget the noise of like the broken tree limbs and the melting that goes on. I mean, once we get one of these ice events and you experience that audio, the sound of all this, it's hard to forget. And so it's very loud out there. You know, you could hear all the drops going on and crack of the limbs, and it's it could be kind of scary, but beautiful sights through the weekend. But we definitely had that mix of freezing rain and ice around Portland, and it was slick out there. The roads were like extremely bumpy last night. I was trying to find my way home, and it was like I'm like waiting to lose like an axle.
Right. And we a lot of the Coin team actually was staying at the Marriott in downtown, which is just next door to Coin, you know, so that we could all report to work in the morning and the evenings with this incoming snow. So I was at the hotel for 3 nights. I haven't been home yet in 4 to 5 days, and I can't wait to get home. But imagine how many impacts we've seen for homes. You know, power is out. Folks have not been to the grocery store. It was just an epic weekend of snow. And we did see a lot of ice in the city, but we did see some impressive snow totals too. And where we get the official records at the Portland National Weather Service office, which is kind of north, right by the airport there, I think more of the Park Rose neighborhood, we do have some preliminary totals. As of this morning, 9.6 inches of snow from Thursday night through Sunday. Snow kind of tapered off. So close to 10 inches. We did see some record snow too. Friday was a big snow day. We saw 6.1 inches of snow, a new record, beating the 5.2 inches seen in 1990. And then Saturday also brought some record snow too, where we saw 3.3 inches, beating that record of 1.4 in 1986. Had to look right there. So, I think a lot of the snow came across the morning hours. That freezing rain kind of pelted over it in the evening. So we did see some layers of snow and then ice within what was in your backyard.
Yeah, I heard Natasha, our chief meteorologist, go, "Oh, this is a layered cake that you don't necessarily want."
Oh, that's perfect.
And I thought that was a neat way to describe it, but cars had a nice film of ice on it, and I was chipping away on mine for a good portion of a Saturday morning with all the snow, too. So it was just a mix right around Portland. But south of Portland, we know that it was a major ice storm.
Right.
Wilsonville, down all the way into areas like Canby, Salem. I mean, the photos that you folks sent us of all the ice, it was something to see. And I know it caused a lot of damage out there, not only the trees, but as you mentioned, the power lines.
Yeah, power lines. I think there's, you know, up to like 100,000 people across, you know, Oregon that don't have power. and it's slowly coming back on. My boyfriend just texted me, the power's back on. So hopefully crews can get out, you know, on this Monday and bring that power back for a lot of folks who saw a round of ice overnight here in Portland. And of course, over Saturday, we saw heavy ice through areas of the valley. But, you know, the good news is this winter weather is working out the door. So is the Arctic air. We're kind of pushing out the cold air and watching it recede today. And in its place, we'll see some warmer temperatures. So today we start the thaw.
The great thaw out of 2021, February 15th. Yeah.
Yeah. Temperatures today back in the low 40s is what I forecast. So I think that'll feel tropical almost as we head into today.
Yeah. It'll probably be warmer even to the south. I know yesterday I made the joke that it felt like, you know, you went on a vacation because Eugene, I think, hit 50 and Portland was at like 30. So like it was like a good 20 degree difference. If you just like drove down to Eugene, it would have felt like you were on like a whole different planet probably. But yes, probably warmer south in the valley. I think today around Portland, though, we do hit the lower 40s, which is going to help, you know, melt everything out there. Should feel nice.
Yeah, it should feel nice. And as of this morning, we weren't seeing too many issues for the most part on main roadways or interstates. It was still those, you know, colder neighborhoods that didn't really see any attention from road crews clearing out the snow that were still seeing that compact snow and ice. So many driveways this morning, sidewalks, if you're out walking, are still going to be slippery. And of course, we're still dealing with ice on all of our trees, which could still cause limbs to fall into power lines. So there are still some impacts, but in terms of bringing in winter weather today, we're not seeing any in the forecast, which is finally some good news.
It is. It doesn't look like we get very warm this week, probably upper 40s through most of the week, with a couple more opportunities for some more rain for our February. So we'll see how we wrap up the month. It's February 15th. It kind of feels like this month is just been dragging. I feel like it should be like March now after that weekend.
I agree.
It's March, but we still have some time. I think we do have some dry time in the forecast, maybe on Wednesday.
Yes.
Temperatures in the upper 40s, pushing 50 maybe if we're lucky, but it still looks kind of a little cool. Not Arctic cold, but a little cool this week.
Yeah. I think our average highs should be in the low 50s now for this point in February.
Right.
So slightly under upper 40s. But in terms of the forecast, it does look pretty normal. So no more rounds of winter weather, at least for the time being.
Yeah.
We're still not done with winter. But
that's
for
right.
The 7-day forecast, we're really seeing things thaw out. A little bit of warming here. We'll stray away from the upper 20s, not expecting snow. So I think that's what folks are wanting to hear and are thankful for as we head into this week. We'll just continue to thaw out and see some rain showers replacing all the snow we got over the weekend.
So there was no winter alerts around Portland anymore as of right now, but I still think we have maybe some alerts going on for the mountains because the mountains are going to be picking up a lot of snow tonight into tomorrow morning. You know, multiple feet of snow possible. And so the ski resorts are probably going to do pretty good raking in some snow. But just know if you're traveling up into the mountains, it's going to be very snowy.
Yeah, definitely. So the good news is those snow levels start to pick up to about, 2,000, 3,000 feet. They'll hover there for a good portion of the week. So low elevation snow is not a threat, but we still see that snow level low enough that we will see a lot of snow targeting the passes, maybe down to Zigzag Rhododendron area, Government Camp, and all of our other mountain passes. We'll get probably up to a foot of snow by the time we hit Tuesday. And then the mountain itself above 5,000 feet, I was seeing forecasts showing 4 feet of snow.
Wow.
So it's going to stay cold up there. And that's actually what we want. You know, aside from an avalanche threat and you know, scarier, dangerous backcountry travel, those skiers that like to head out there, it's really good to see the snowpack coming. So I think we will make up for a lot of our missed snowpack right now. We're still running below normal for the Cascade and the Willamette Basin. So it'll be good to see the snow, but it will still pose for some dangerous conditions as we head into the middle of the week.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot. So I think this week is really going to help us out. I mean, it really looks like it's going to snow a good amount up on the mountains this week and into the weekend. So if you have any plans Going to the ski resorts, check those out. Go to the website. If you're doing any sort of backcountry stuff, though, please make sure you're focusing in on the avalanche dangers and maybe head to some of the websites out there that can help you out with that because, yeah, it's just going to be a lot of snow, a lot of weight going on.
Yeah. I know we ran a story last week that said this winter was one of the most deadly for people dying in the backcountry, whether that was from avalanches or getting stuck in snow and getting lost. I think it was tied to avalanches. So yeah. We still have a real threat for that. You know, we've got a big play area, the Cascades, but you get even seasoned snowmobilers going back there. They get caught on a bad slope and it could trigger an avalanche. So that is something to keep in mind. If you have friends and family that love to do those hobbies, there's still inherent risk with all of them.
Yeah, and we definitely take that serious here, and we talk about it. We show some graphics on, you know, on the shows from time to time as well. I think it's just, you know, we have more time, or some people are working from home, or we're just trying to find something to do since we're so limited right now, so that might be bringing people more to the mountains. But just, yeah, be careful. And it's going to be snowy this week, so get the skis ready, especially you. I mean, you finally got to
ski
downtown if you want to. Grab the podcast telling us
about that was so fun. That has been a bucket list thing since I moved here to Portland back in July of 2018. I was like, I want to snow or ski through downtown Portland. And finally, it took three winters to actually make that happen. It was the coolest thing ever. I know we were told to get ready to post up in a hotel through this so that we could walk into work. So I brought my skis with me. I was like, I think we're really going to see enough snow that I can, you know, hop out from the hotel and kind of trek through downtown. So I brought my backcountry setup. It's got, you know, an AT setup where you can kind of skin or walk around with these little skins that you put on the bottom of your skis. And yeah, I trekked through town with Emily Burris and got a nice little run in from about, I want to say like 7th down to 3rd, which is where Coin is at on Columbia. So it was just a nice little run and I was kind of skiing around all weekend long. So that was an excellent adventure to check off the bucket list.
We had some photos of people doing some skiing and we got video sent in of snowboarding. This is a pretty big hill up in the northeast that even when I was heading home, I saw people out there at like midnight, like snowboarding down this hill, like four or five, you know, young kids at like midnight doing this. So I think everyone was thrilled. I mean, the personality that comes out during the winter here in Portland is pretty cool.
It's cool. I know in the Tom McCall Waterfront Park, there was like a group of folks who came out in snowmobiles and just kind of thrashed around in the grass. And I know the cops were like searching for them. So it is kind of funny what can come out. But yeah, what a great storm. I think folks would have liked to see a little less freezing rain.
Sure.
And I think a lot of that beautiful snow was a little bit north of Portland, even up to Seattle. They saw a beautiful winter storm as well. I have a lot of family up in Seattle, and it was that snowball, snowman, snow. You know, just big fat flakes. And we just didn't really see that. We got more of a sleet, you know, set up with freezing rain. So it kind of just it just coated the city, made it beautiful, but it was really hard to play in.
Yeah, we had to work for ours a little bit. It wasn't the most beautiful, but from up top, I mean, we had some drone footage and it did look really pretty from up top. But yeah, we had to work for ours. It was like working man snow or something. I don't even know, but it was pretty good.
But still some awesome totals, like about 7 inches downtown plus that ice. And then at the National Weather Service where we get our official observations, we saw close to 10 inches. So what an impressive storm. You know, I think after the new year, during winter time, I see the biggest threat for a big snow event. So we finally got one. It was very exciting to see.
Yeah. So do you think we're finished with the winter events? Do you think we have another one kind of hidden in the forecast somewhere at the back end of February or March? Or what do you think?
Yeah, I think we can't rule out another snowstorm. I really hope not because I'm going on vacation in 2 weeks and I don't want to forecast through another storm so I can have some time off.
Yeah.
You know, but if that's the case, I would love to be here. I feel like there is still a chance that we see something, you know, another dousing. There were two times earlier in January that we did see some very light snow. The West Hills, you know, got a little coating. So I could see another setup like that. But, you know, we'll be ready for anything. So
yeah, we always are. I feel like I think the last few years we've had a little bit of snow in March. So I'm going to go with maybe another shot for a quick, brief snowfall in March, you know, like an inch or something, nothing.
Exactly.
And it melts by the afternoon. It's like a 6-hour event, but we'll see what happens. We'll see.
I feel like it'll still have a big impact because a lot of folks will be scarred from this, this event. If they hear snow, they're like,
how much? Oh. An inch? No.
And I know. Be like, we need kale. We need everything. So, well, stay tuned to the podcast. We're out the new one every single Monday. And again, it was real fun to forecast through this system. We do have a more normal week of weather.
Yeah.
No snow in the forecast. And we'll move back into rainfall with a dry day on Wednesday. Do you have a favorite day that you're looking forward to, Joseph?
I think it's today. I think just watching everything transition back to, you know, warmer weather, some melting going on. Just witnessing that we're finally getting out of the cold air, I think is good enough for me.
Yeah, that sounds like a good justification. I would say Wednesday. I think I'm going to go for a run. So let's hope we get some dry weather. Great outside weather day for folks who also want to get outside. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next Monday. We'll see ya.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.